Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
October is College Application and Awareness Month, and if you have a child that is applying to colleges, you know how stressful it is this time of year. Martha Kordiak-Murr is the COO of SavingForCollege.com. Martha, I think in addition to all the stress that comes along with this month and kids getting their applications in and trying to get those essays done, there's the stress for the parents where how are we going to help our kids pay for this, right?
I would think so.
Absolutely. Yep. Our site is really all about saving and helping people start saving early and often and understand what's out there for them to help them with that. You're at college application point. Hopefully you have some money saved, hopefully in a 529 plan. You'll definitely want to be looking at filling out the FAFSA as well and seeing what you can get from financial aid.
You know, it's an old school rule, but basically when that baby's born, right? Open that savings account and get to work, Anna, because the sooner the better, really.
Yeah, 100%. Did you know that you could actually even open the account before your baby is born? You can just open a 529 plan and make yourself the beneficiary. Once the baby comes along and you have a social security number for him or her, then you switch the beneficiary to the baby.
If you're not familiar with a 529, what is it and how does it work?
It's a specialized investment account that's designed specifically for people saving for education. And what them so powerful for people are the tax advantages that they offer. So your money in the 529 plan, you choose how to invest it. It grows tax deferred over the years. And when you go to withdraw the money, all of your earnings are tax-free as long as they're being spent on what are considered qualified education expenses.
Well, I like that. Mm-hmm. You know, any way that you can funnel your income to something else and make it tax-free is a great idea, obviously.
I have a question, Martha. I got actually into a debate with one of my girlfriends the other day about this. Is it better for kids to take out loans in their names versus a parent doing it in their names?
It's really a very individual decision. I would say really the important question is how much loan can you afford rather right. than whose name should it be in? You know, if the kid is taking out the loans, you want to make sure that it's an amount that makes sense given whatever their chosen profession is going to be and how much money they're, you know, can realistically make first 5 to 10 years after they graduate. If a parent's taking it out, you know, make sure that it's not interfering with your retirement savings. Make sure that it's something that you can actually pay off to understand what is your obligation going to be on a monthly basis going forward.
You got to have a crystal ball, mm-hmm. right? Like, yep. I mean, you've got to be looking and it's not even, it's not for 20 years out too. Like you really do. You need to consider where are you in 5 years? Where are you in 10 years? Where are you in 15 years, right? Because some of these loans, obviously, it's a greater length when you're talking about bigger numbers. And, you know, you're still going to need other things. Like during that time, you're probably going to need another car. You're probably going to, you know, like you've got to be able to have those options. So giving yourself some breathing room is important.
I noticed also yeah. on the website, Martha, that there's a whole section for grandparents. How do you say to your parents, listen, you got to pay for your grandkids to go to college too? Is there any icebreakers to bring that up?
And so many grandparents want to help. They really do. And so, you know, I think a great way is when holidays are coming up, right, or birthdays, to say like, hey, you know, we want to save for college and little Joey or little Jenny doesn't need maybe another toy. They're really good on those things. But how about a contribution either to the 529 plan that we've opened? Or if you want to open your own, that's great too. And grandparents can do that. It actually doesn't get counted on the financial aid form, the FAFSA.
That's really a great idea. So much better than an offshore account. I did it for my grandson. As the FBI drags you out of the room.
Martha is from SavingForCollege.com, and Godspeed to all of us with these rates and how expensive all these schools
well,
are.
You can tell you're in the middle of it.
Yeah. Right.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.